Welcome to episode 40 of Shadows of Mystery. Deep within the archives of medieval England lies one of history's most bewildering tales, the appearance of two green-skinned children in the small village of Woolpit during the 12th century. This extraordinary account has captivated historians, folklorists, and mystery enthusiasts for nearly nine centuries, challenging our understanding of what is possible and what lies beyond the realm of conventional explanation. The story of the Green Children of Woolpit stands as a testament to the enduring power of mystery in human experience. Unlike many legends that grow more fantastical with each retelling, this account comes to us through respected medieval chroniclers who documented what they believed to be factual events. The tale forces us to confront the boundaries between historical record and folklore, between the possible and the impossible, between our understanding of the medieval world and the mysteries that continue to elude explanation. As we explore this enigmatic chapter from the past, we find ourselves confronting fundamental questions about the nature of truth, the reliability of historical sources, and the human tendency to seek rational explanations for the inexplicable. The Green Children of Woolpit remind us that history is filled with gaps, and within those gaps lie stories that challenge our preconceptions about the world our ancestors inhabited. The historical account. Medieval chronicles of the impossible. The primary sources for this remarkable tale come from two respected 12th century chroniclers, Ralph of Coggeshall and William of Newburgh. These men were not casual storytellers or collectors of folklore, but serious historians whose other works are considered reliable accounts of their time. Their documentation of the Green Children carries the weight of scholarly authority, lending credence to what might otherwise be dismissed as mere legend. According to these chronicles, the events unfolded in Woolpit, a village in Suffolk, England, during the reign of King Stephen, sometime between 1135 and 1154. The village itself was known for its wolf pits, deep holes dug to trap wolves that threatened livestock, which gave the settlement its distinctive name. On what began as an ordinary day, local farmers working in the fields discovered something that would challenge their understanding of the world. Two children emerged from one of these wolf pits, appearing as if they had risen from the earth itself. What immediately struck the witnesses was not just the children's sudden appearance, but their extraordinary physical characteristics. Both children possessed skin of a distinctly green hue, unlike anything the villagers had ever encountered. Their clothing was equally strange, fashioned from unfamiliar materials and styles that bore no resemblance to contemporary English garments. The children spoke in a language completely foreign to the villagers, making communication impossible through conventional means. Their behavior suggested fear and confusion, as if they had found themselves in a world as alien to them as they appeared to their discoverers. The medieval chroniclers noted that the children seemed to recognize nothing familiar in their surroundings, looking upon the English countryside with expressions of bewilderment and distress. Ralph of Coggeshall's account provides additional details about the children's integration into village life. The local inhabitants, perhaps motivated by Christian charity or simple curiosity, took the children in and attempted to care for them. However, the children initially refused all food offered to them, showing particular aversion to bread and other staples of the medieval English diet. Their strange dietary requirements added another layer of mystery to their already inexplicable presence. William of Newburgh's chronicle corroborates many of these details while adding his own observations about the children's gradual adaptation to their new environment. Both chroniclers emphasize that these were not mere curiosities or figments of imagination, but living beings whose presence in Woolpit was witnessed by multiple reliable sources within the community. Theories and interpretations, searching for explanations in the impossible. The mystery of the Green Children has spawned numerous theories over the centuries, each attempting to provide a rational explanation for these extraordinary events. Modern researchers and enthusiasts have proposed interpretations ranging from the scientifically plausible to the utterly fantastic, reflecting humanity's persistent need to make sense of the inexplicable. The extraterrestrial origin theory represents one of the most captivating modern interpretations of the Green Children account. Proponents of this theory suggest that the children were visitors from another world, possibly the survivors of some cosmic accident that stranded them on Earth. The green coloration of their skin could indicate adaptation to a different atmospheric composition or solar radiation. Their unfamiliar clothing and complete lack of recognition of earthly surroundings support the notion that they originated from an entirely different planetary environment. Advocates of the alien theory point to the children's emergence from the wolf pits as evidence of underground arrival, possibly through some form of subterranean craft or transportation system. The fact that they spoke an unknown language and showed no familiarity with human customs further supports the possibility of extraterrestrial origin. The medieval setting of the account adds credibility to this theory, as 12th century chroniclers would have lacked the conceptual framework to fabricate such a story, making their documentation of genuinely otherworldly visitors more plausible. The inner Earth theory presents another fascinating interpretation that draws upon ancient beliefs about subterranean civilizations. This theory proposes that the children emerged from a hidden world beneath our own, populated by beings who have evolved differently from surface humans. The green skin could result from adaptation to an underground environment with different light sources or atmospheric conditions. Proponents note that many cultures throughout history have maintained legends of underground peoples, suggesting that such beliefs may be rooted in actual encounters rather than pure imagination. This theory finds support in the children's apparent familiarity with underground environments and their initial difficulty adapting to surface conditions. Their strange clothing could represent the fashion of a sophisticated underground civilization, while their unknown language might be a dialect that developed in isolation from surface human populations. The wolf pits from which they emerged could have been connected to deeper cave systems that provided access routes between the surface and subterranean worlds. The Flemish immigrant theory offers a more conventional explanation that places the events within the context of medieval English society. During the 12th century, political tensions and economic pressures led to the migration of Flemish people into England. Some researchers suggest that the green children were actually Flemish refugees, or orphans who became separated from their families during the dangerous journey to England. According to this theory, the children's green coloration could have resulted from malnutrition, specifically from consuming foods that contained high levels of certain minerals or compounds that affected skin pigmentation. Their unfamiliar clothing would naturally differ from English styles, reflecting Flemish fashion and craftsmanship. The unknown language they spoke could have been a Flemish dialect unfamiliar to the English villagers, who would have had limited exposure to continental European languages. Proponents of this theory argue that the children's gradual adaptation to English food and customs supports the idea that they were human refugees rather than otherworldly visitors. The account of their eventual integration into village life, learning English, and adopting local customs suggests a natural human capacity for cultural adaptation rather than alien assimilation. Analysis of the evidence, examining facts through the lens of mystery. The evidence surrounding the green children of Woolpit presents a fascinating puzzle that resists easy categorization. The children's most striking characteristic, their distinctive green skin, has generated considerable speculation among researchers attempting to identify plausible medical or environmental causes for such coloration. Several medical conditions can cause unusual skin pigmentation, including hypochromic anemia, which can create a greenish pallor in severely malnourished individuals. Chlorosis, historically known as green sickness, was a condition that affected young people and could cause a greenish complexion. However, these medical explanations must account for the fact that both children displayed the same unusual coloration, suggesting either a shared genetic condition or common environmental exposure. The persistence of the green coloration, as described in the medieval accounts, indicates that this was not a temporary condition caused by immediate circumstances. The children's clothing presents another intriguing element of the mystery. Medieval chroniclers specifically noted that their garments were made from unfamiliar materials and constructed in styles unknown to English fashion. This detail supports theories about the children's foreign origin, whether terrestrial or otherwise. The preservation and description of their clothing suggests that villagers found these items sufficiently unusual to warrant specific documentation, indicating significant differences from contemporary English garments. Analysis of their linguistic characteristics provides additional clues about the children's origins. The complete inability of English villagers to understand their language suggests either a highly isolated dialect or an entirely foreign linguistic system. Medieval England, despite its relative isolation, had contact with various European languages through trade and political connections. The fact that no one in the village could identify or interpret the children's speech pattern indicates that their language fell completely outside the known linguistic landscape of 12th century England. The children's initial dietary restrictions offer another avenue for analysis. Their refusal to consume typical English foods and their apparent preference for specific types of sustenance could indicate either cultural dietary practices or physiological requirements that differed from normal human needs. The gradual adaptation to local foods suggests that these dietary differences were not insurmountable, supporting theories about their fundamentally human nature while maintaining questions about their specific origins. Behavioral observations recorded by the chroniclers provide insights into the children's psychological state and cultural background. Their apparent fear and confusion upon arrival in Woolpit suggests that they found themselves in an environment completely foreign to their previous experience. This reaction supports theories about their origin from a significantly different geographical or cultural context, whether that context was another region of Earth or somewhere beyond terrestrial boundaries. Modern retellings and cultural impact, the enduring fascination. The story of the Green Children of Woolpit has transcended its medieval origins to become a cornerstone of modern mystery literature and popular culture. Contemporary authors have drawn inspiration from this ancient tale, creating novels that explore various interpretations of the children's origins and significance. These modern retellings often expand upon the basic historical account, imagining detailed backgrounds for the children and exploring the implications of their appearance in medieval England. Science fiction writers have particularly embraced the Green Children as a compelling example of possible alien visitation in historical times. These works often present the children as advanced scouts from another world, or as refugees from a dying planet who found temporary sanctuary in medieval England. Such interpretations reflect contemporary fascination with the possibility of extraterrestrial life and the idea that alien contact may have occurred throughout human history, recorded in accounts that our ancestors interpreted through the lens of their own limited understanding. Fantasy literature has also found rich material in the Green Children story, often incorporating them into narratives about hidden magical realms and parallel dimensions. These interpretations draw upon the inner Earth theory, presenting the children as visitors from enchanted underground kingdoms or alternate realities that occasionally intersect with our own world. The wolf pits become portals between worlds, and the children's green skin serves as a marker of their otherworldly heritage. Documentary filmmakers and television producers have repeatedly returned to the Green Children mystery, creating programs that examine the various theories surrounding their appearance. These productions often feature historians, medical experts, and paranormal researchers offering different perspectives on the available evidence. The visual medium allows for dramatic recreations of the medieval setting and imaginative depictions of the children's possible origins. The internet age has brought renewed attention to the Green Children story, with online communities dedicated to analyzing every aspect of the medieval accounts. Digital forums host debates between proponents of different theories, while websites collect and compare various historical sources related to the mystery. Social media platforms have enabled the rapid spread of new interpretations and discoveries, keeping this ancient mystery alive in contemporary consciousness. Academic interest in the Green Children has evolved beyond simple historical curiosity to encompass broader questions about medieval society, folklore transmission, and the relationship between historical fact and cultural narrative. Scholars examine the story not only for its potential factual content, but also for what it reveals about medieval worldviews, recording practices, and social structures. The children's integration into village life provides insights into medieval attitudes towards strangers and the mechanisms by which communities absorb newcomers. The persistence of questions. Why some mysteries endure. The Green Children of Woolpit continue to captivate modern audiences because their story touches upon fundamental human questions about identity, origin, and the nature of reality itself. Unlike many historical mysteries that can be resolved through additional archaeological evidence or documentary research, This account presents us with a complete narrative that nonetheless defies definitive explanation. The medieval chroniclers provided sufficient detail to make the story compelling, while leaving enough ambiguity to fuel centuries of speculation. The enduring appeal of this mystery reflects our deep psychological need to believe that the world contains possibilities beyond our current understanding. The Green Children represent a tangible connection to the unknown, a historical account that suggests reality may be far stranger and more wonderful than our everyday experience indicates. Their story provides a socially acceptable framework for exploring ideas about alien visitation, parallel dimensions, and hidden civilizations that might otherwise be dismissed as pure fantasy. The children's ultimate fate adds another layer of poignancy to their story. According to the medieval accounts, the boy died relatively soon after their arrival in Woolpit, unable to fully adapt to his new environment. The girl, however, survived and eventually integrated into English society, learning the language and adopting local customs. Some versions of the story suggest that she married and lived a normal life, though she retained her distinctive green coloration throughout her days. This bittersweet conclusion raises profound questions about identity, adaptation, and the cost of survival in an alien environment. The surviving child's transformation from mysterious visitor to integrated community member represents both triumph and loss, suggesting that acceptance into human society required the abandonment of whatever unique heritage or knowledge she may have possessed. Her story becomes a meditation on immigration, cultural assimilation, and the universal human capacity for adaptation in the face of overwhelming change. The mystery also challenges our assumptions about the relationship between historical documentation and factual truth. The medieval chroniclers who recorded this account were generally reliable sources whose other works provide valuable historical information. Their documentation of the Green Children forces us to consider the possibility that medieval reality included elements that our modern worldview struggles to accommodate. This tension between historical authority and contemporary skepticism reflects broader questions about the nature of evidence and the evolution of human understanding. Reflections on the Unknowable, Embracing Mystery in Human Experience. The Green Children of Woolpit ultimately remind us that human history contains chapters that resist easy categorization or explanation. Their story serves as a humbling reminder of the limits of our knowledge and the possibility that our ancestors encountered phenomena that transcend our current understanding of what is possible. Whether they were alien visitors, refugees from a hidden civilization, or simply Flemish children whose story became embellished through repeated telling, their account challenges us to maintain openness to possibilities beyond our immediate experience. In our modern age of scientific advancement and technological sophistication, we sometimes assume that all mysteries can eventually be solved through sufficient research and analysis. The Green Children remind us that some questions may remain forever beyond our reach, not because of insufficient evidence, but because they touch upon aspects of reality that exist outside our conceptual frameworks. Their story encourages us to embrace uncertainty and find wonder in the unknown, rather than anxiety about our inability to provide definitive answers. The persistence of this mystery across nearly 9 centuries demonstrates the enduring human fascination with the inexplicable. Each generation discovers the Green Children anew and brings fresh perspectives to their interpretation, ensuring that their story continues to evolve and inspire. This ongoing engagement with an ancient mystery creates a bridge between past and present, connecting us with medieval villagers who first encountered these strange children and shared our fundamental curiosity about their origins. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of one of history's most enduring mysteries. The Green Children of Woolpit represent more than just an unexplained historical account. They embody our eternal quest to understand the boundaries of the possible and our place within the greater mysteries of existence. As we continue our journey through the shadows of mystery, we are reminded that some questions are more valuable for their ability to inspire wonder than for any answers they might eventually provide. The search for truth often reveals as much about ourselves as it does about the mysteries we seek to understand. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and keep your curiosity alight because there's always more to explore. Until then, keep looking up and down. You never know what shadows of mystery might cross your sky or your sea.